What kind of camp was Sean Drone having before this little thumb thing?
Well, Sean was having an excellent camp. I mean, he was he's a mentor to the whole group, the young group. The other one is that he's kind of like a coach on the field. And I hate to see the injury because he was doing so well. And he was, you know, helping him to be a big-time mentor to Duke until Duke got hurt, showing him how to do certain things. And, you know, I'm going to miss him right now until he gets back out on the field.
How much does this hurt Duke Johnson?
For a kid like Duke to miss because he's a rookie to accumulate missed time?
He's just missing reps. I mean, he's sitting in meetings all the time, taking notes, doing what we actually do. But Duke showed so much in the OTAs and the minicamp and before his injury. He showed us the things that we wanted to see. So as long as he stay focused and stay into it, I think he's going to be okay because he had done a lot of things already. And the running part of it, that he's a running back. I mean, put him on his track and tell him his keys, he's going to be fine. And plus, he played in the system before, so he has a little bit of advantage than the other guys. Like Crowell and West, they never played in the system. Last year was the first time. Duke's been in it all 3 years in college.
Can he be the lead?
What makes Duke stand out? What did you see in those OTAs that really convinced you that he was ready for this?
It's one of the OTAs, you know. That's why coaches and scouts, we evaluate film. It's what a guy can do, what he can give you. He gives you another dimension that we don't have in the group that we had last year, because Duke can be a slot receiver. He can line up wide, and you can move him all over the field. It's like he's a total mismatch. In my report, I wrote him up as a Thurman Thomas-type running back when he came out, because he can be in any spot and he can take full advantage of his athleticism.
And was Sean doing some of the same things, playing some of the same roles that Duke was?
It was just mirrored each other, because as far as Duke and the protection aspect, that was the one thing I was a little bit concerned about, the blocking aspect of blocking bigger linebackers and stuff. But so far, when we had one-on-ones against the linebacker, he was able to hold his own. But yes, that's what Sean has been, a mentor to him. How to carry his pads.
Can Duke Johnson be the lead back? Can he be an every down back?
Well, I think when you're on this level here, everybody can be a lead back. I mean, it's what you're looking for in it. I mean, we don't have a bell cow guy. The game today is a situational game. You don't know what personnel you're putting out on the field. You can go three wides, four wides, two tight ends, one back. So this all depends on what the coordinator calls and what personnel he wants out on the field. And you say, and Duke can fit in all the personnel.
How is Crow coming along?
Crow coming along well. I mean, all the backs are doing well. Just the fact is that you're looking for that guy that you can just strap the saddle on and maybe say, hey, I want the job. And that's right now, it's a close race.
Robert, is it unrealistic to expect Crow to take that next big step based on what he did last year?
The guys that was here last year, you look for somebody to take that big step. Why not West can't take the big step? Why not Winston can't take the big step? And then it's like, again, yeah, why not a young guy like Duke comes in and take that step? Somebody has to say, hey, you know what? This is my team. I want the lead role. I want to be the guy.
What's the harm, though, in, you know, rotating everybody, keeping them fresh, and going 1 week with Isaiah and 1 week with Terrence and the next week with Duke?
Well, you know what? You need multiple backs, but I don't want to get into that like I had to do it last year, rotating. I want one guy to be able to say, hey, we know who the starter are, like the other 31 teams in the National Football League. You got one guy that's going to start for you, and you got other guys going to play the substitution role. And right here, this is the time that you try to separate from the other guys.
How can it be close right now, you know, when, you know, Duke's out and Terrence is just getting back in and now Sean's out? How is it still a close race for you?
Well, it's a close race because, you know, those that have practiced, you know what they're about. You know what they have done. And right now, last week was a big week for us. Everybody had pads on, and the guys that was injured didn't get an opportunity to knock heads. We're hoping that we get them back real soon so you can evaluate them, because that's going to separate your pluses and your minuses is going to separate you who's the starter is and who has the capability of being the number two guy.
Do
Do you challenge those guys in the room? I mean, do you send that message? We need one of you guys to really step up and separate.
I think every coach do that every day. Yeah. I mean, you know, how can you play and not want to be a starter? Yeah. It just bothers me that guys don't want to be the lead bell cow guy. You want a chance, this game gives you so much. And I always talk to them about what this game gives them as a young person, but what it does for them in life and with their family. So if you want to be a backup, then you be a backup. But, I mean, you're going to get replaced. But at some point, you have to be the starter if you want to hang around.
When they were all healthy, was there someone in your mind that was kind of nosing out the other guys a little bit?
You know, Mary, I have a hard time evaluating guys and grading them when they're in the underwear, and I call shorts and no pads in the underwear. I want to see what they do with the pads on, because I think that's what separates them. I've seen so many guys in so many meetings, and we are set and talked about what a guy is in shorts. And then when they put the pads on, he's a different animal. So I love to see with the pads on. And that's what I really want out here in these next few weeks, to see if somebody is willing to pick up the flag and run with it.
So is it a reference point into your mindset on what a good back looks like? Who are some of your favorite backs from your recent years in the league?
Oh, I got this. I can't begin to start naming them, because there's so many, you know, guys that I coached, you know, and there's guys that I played alongside, and there's guys that played against. They, you know, they all good backs, but those are the guys you go back from those years to these years, you know, you always get the one bell cow guy, and you had the other guys that would play their role. But here in the National Football League now, because the game has changed and it's their game now, it's not yesteryear's game. These kids here has to realize what's important for them now. And if I want to make money and I want to get to the next contract, I got to show something. I really have to show something. And right now, I think, you know, the importance of that is being missing.
Coach told us he already ruled out Duke Johnson for the Washington game. Now, if he ends up having to miss another game, or maybe even in three of the preseason games or whatever the case may be, do you think Duke Johnson can still recover in time to try to be that bell cow for the opener?
I don't know. I don't think, I can't say that Duke won't be the bell cow, or Crow won't be the bell cow, West or the other guy. But I do think it's just, you know, looking at what we went through last year, was not playing West, not playing Crowell. Crow didn't get the chance to play until the last preseason game. That you have an opportunity to still can showcase your abilities and what you can do when you get out on the field. Football is football. I mean, the disappointing thing was all those guys, you know, approaching here and not being in tip-top shape. I think that was a total setback. And now they are climbing back uphill. For that, that's why they're taking a back seat right now.
Well, so you think they didn't come in? I mean, did some of them just not come in with their, you know, muscles and their bodies completely in the shape they needed to be?
Paul would be the one that can speak on that. I just said that, you know, this game here, if you're going to be a running back, your job is to run, your job is to get hit, and your job is to be able to bounce back from injuries really quickly, because it's almost like playing a game every week. You know, on the next day, you have to be healthy and ready to go. And you got to play injury, you got to play sore, you got to play banged up. And if you can't play with those things there, you really can't play.
Coach, with the injuries at the position and nobody, like you're saying, nobody really seizing control of a lead role, are you concerned about the group, especially because you guys want to have an offense based on running the ball?
No, I'm not sure we are going to be offense based on running the football. I think running the football is going to be a big part of the offense. Like was his last season. But you would like to think that the guys that participated who was here last year, you would like for them to have more of a lead role in that aspect of it. But, you know, is it going to happen? I don't know. And that's why I let them know every day. The competition is still the same. It hadn't changed. Nobody wants the role.
I apologize. Did conditioning contribute to the injuries you're having?
Oh, no. The condition is basically just letting you know where they're at. And those guys, they could have pushed themselves or not pushed themselves enough. And it's just, you know, it was a real hard day when they didn't, you know, they didn't do what they had to do. But outside of that, I just feel that it's football now, you know, and they're not doing the condition. You got short spurts.
Just so we're clear, Terrence West said in the offseason he had maturity issues last year. He admitted it. Is he fighting through enough? Is there more you need to see?
Terrence has done everything we asked him to do up to this point. I mean, he worked hard. I mean, he's working hard every day that he's out on the field. His demeanor has, you know, definitely it's not the same as it was last season. He you know, always, that, you know, in classrooms, he always answering the questions. If he's not clear about something, he asks questions there. So Terrence has done a great job. You know, I'm proud of where he's at right now.
Thanks, Coach.
Sure. Yeah.
Thanks, Wilbur.
Malcolm Johnson. Yes. You know, how challenging is it for you, obviously, to not have your fullback out there to run the show?
Yeah. Malcolm, you know what? He's been a true blessing. I mean, a big-time find for us because you're taking a guy that played the tight end spot that moved around. He was a move tight end. And as you can see, he and I have spent a lot of time on the sled, which we didn't get a chance to do a lot last season with with Agnew and then Smalls. But this year here with Malcolm, we've done a lot with him. And right now he has showed. He's another guy put on. He was 228, and he got himself up to 240-something. So he put on, 12 pounds. And he was ready. He was ready for the position. And he's ready to do it. He's not afraid to go up there and hit somebody and strike somebody. So he you know, he's done a great job. How you doing, man?
Good. How about yourself?
All right. I'll let you in a second.
Okay.
Hey, Coach, just to try to clarify some of this stuff, do you think you have what you need in your room right now, or do you think you guys need to go and get something?
No, I think, I got a room. I got too many in my room. That's the problem. I got nine guys. I need to get weed out so can be less cares for those guys. But during the camp right now, we had to bring in a couple more guys because of the legs. Yeah. You don't want to kill everybody. But no, I think that's breed competition, different backgrounds, and how they got here. It's a good room. It's a solid room, and they feed off each other. They know they're in competition.
I guess what I'm trying to ask is, you want somebody to take that lead role. Nobody's doing it yet. Are you confident somebody will?
It's early. I mean, it's early. I mean, we only had the pads on for 1 week.
Right.
So, I mean, after that, as we start to get into these preseason games, someone should, step up. And a good test is start this week here, and then we'll practice against Buffalo. And that's a big change there, and then we'll go on from there.
So even though Crow's the healthiest one of the bunch right now, that doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to be your bell cow.
No, because it doesn't mean that because, too, he got to show me that he's hungry. And, I mean, by hungry, it's like if you want to be a starter, you practice like a starter, and you do the things that you want. You take care of your body. He shows up and do the things that, is going to keep you healthy. Get treatment after practice, hydrate, do all the little things you have to do in order to be that guy.